and welcome to another episode of It Pricked. It's a rose by yours truly, none other than Doris Wanyagia. So basically, first of all, I have to say that I am sorry I have been missing in action. It has been a long time. I think I was at a phase where I needed that. I think I had given myself a break, which is, until now, I don't understand why. I had lined up topics, but I had not sat down to talk about them. But here I am. I'm back with a lot. I have a lot in store, and I have what I'll start with today. But be ready for more and greater things. So yes, I am back. Thank you. Welcome to this episode. So today's episode, I'm going to be talking about inferiority complex. Inferiority complex. The reason why I chose this topic and why I'm talking about this topic is because it's related to something that happened recently. So I'll start with a story before I go into the topic, because it is the key drive into the topic. So basically, some few weeks ago, probably even a month ago, a friend of mine went to their place to visit the sisters and the mother. So the friend of mine is quite a big person, like grown up, is a grown up, and they are like... their families, each one is stable in his own place, like each of them has their own place. So she went to their place. They had visitors the following day, so she had to travel, but she did not make it the day before. So she arrived early in the morning. So now, when she got there, she was like, people are giving her those looks of like, saindo unafika, saindo unafika, those looks. And then when she finally, so they're like, is this the time you're getting here, surely? Like, we expected you to come last night so that we could prepare adequately for the visitors. So she's like, I'm sorry, but whatever was to be done, I think we can do it right now because it's too early. No one has arrived, and even if it is cooking, by the time the visitor says they are coming, we'll have cooked, like even if we start right now. So she didn't find an issue. So later they cooked for the visitors, everything happened, their event was successful. So now they're seated later after the event with the sisters at home. They are talking like casual talk. They are there with their mom. They are talking casually. Then all of a sudden, one of her sisters is like, you never come early to our places. You never come to do things early. You're always a last minute rusher. Then she's like, but is there anything that is my part that I don't deliver? Like, is there anything that it is I who is supposed to do that I usually don't do? Like, do I put a burden on you guys? Then the sister's like, no, but you know you're supposed to come early. It is not fair. She's like, hey guys, we are now grown up. Each one has their own place. Each one has their own many activities to conduct. We can't all make to be like coming here that early and sleeping around. That is sleeping around at home. Then they're like, no, so you're saying us were the ones without places, you and your car, I will never even get into your car again, because then the sister was like shocked, my car, like, where the hell is this coming from? Like, where are we relating my car and me coming home and me doing my things? Like, how are these things correlating? So now she's shocked. The sister continues. So she pours her heart out. She's like, never again will I even get into your car, because I know I cannot even afford a car, to buy a car. Maybe I sell myself and everything that belongs to me. So this other sister is shocked. She started replying back, but then she realized she was only making the situation worse, because when she asked the sister, like, what did I do to you? What have I done to you? The sister is like, nothing. But then she continues lamenting about how, like, the sister is way ahead. So she's purporting that the sister probably is higher than her and she cannot reach her. That is why she feels like she's acting above them. But the sister is calm. She's like, no. What did I do? Like, what have I done to you? What have I ever wronged you? The sister is like, no, you've not wronged me, but this is not right. She was shocked. So now she decided, instead of making the situation worse, she decided to leave it at that, and she left the place. So she first went to another friend of hers, then came back later. So now, that is what brought me back to inferiority complex. So then she's like, in her heart, she's hurt, because she's like, this is my sister. I usually take about 2 hours of my time. I call her. We share everything. Like, I talk to her. I tell her everything that is happening in my life. Every achievement I've made. Any failure I've made. Any projections in my near 2 to 3 years I'm planning to do. Like, she pours her heart, like, to this sister of hers. So now she was shocked. Like, who is this I usually pour my heart to? Like, who is this I usually tell my things to? Because I'm not thinking I have been a wise person. So as a result, she came and told me. Then she was all sensitive about the way I talk to people. Like, she'd hear me in a phone call with someone, and she's like, why don't you take that phone call to the bedroom? It's not a must for everyone to hear your plans. You see, now that situation completely changed her ways of thinking and made her realize that not everyone you tell your plans to, not everyone that surrounds you actually wishes you well. Some are there to see you, and they're like, they like feel hurt because of the things that are happening to you. You are telling them with all honesty, with goodwill in their heart, thinking that this is the person I think I should tell because something good has happened to me or something bad has happened to me, and not necessarily they will help, but I think I deserve an ear, and this is the best person I think I have to give an ear. So now she became all of a sudden, due to that, all of a sudden she became too sensitive to everything happening in life. And she's telling me, ati, whenever you're sharing, know that not everyone is hearing you for good purposes. Like, not everyone is listening because they care. So I'm now coming back to me. I'm this person that talks a lot. Like, I talk a lot about what I'm intending to do. But I think I've tried to calm it down, like, to suppress it. But I've also realized that I hold myself accountable to the things I said. So even if I'll try not to tell everyone, I think this is something I must keep for me. Like, not for somebody, not for who I'm telling, but to be accountable to myself. I've realized that the way I talk about things is the way I am accountable about them. The things I've talked about, I must achieve, because I remember I talked about this. So that is how I achieve. Now, let me go back to inferiority complex. So you've heard the story. You've listened to me. I've talked about it, I think, in detail. Now, you hear now how the sister started talking. Like, she was purporting that this other sister is like way above her. She said that even unless I sell me and everything of mine, I cannot even afford a car. So as a result, I will never get into a car again. Mind you, this is the same sister who, anytime they spend time and it's late and they decide they'll go home, they usually take this similar car and they're taken home. Everyone is taken home and the other one goes home. So you see, so this aspect of inferiority complex, like feeling of inadequacy, I've not even defined inferiority complex. It's just basically the feeling of inadequacy or inferiority. Someone just feels they're inadequate, like they are just inadequate. So actually, it might result from actual physical defects or show up in situations individuals feel less than their peers. So at times it happens that you're seated with people, you're like, you feel intimidated, like they are more learned than you, they are more something than you, like that. You might feel inferior. So that might be inferiority complex, but most of them are from purely imagined shortcomings. So instead of counting what you have done for yourself, you might not have a car, but I'm sure you have a home, you have many more things you have done, a car might not have been a priority to you. But instead of counting the things you have done, you're here comparing yourself with others. That is imagined shortcomings. You are comparing yourself with others and you're convinced that you, your situation is worse than anybody else in this world, and this other person is way above you. You don't even want to see them. You've been holding this thing in your heart. You've been having inferiority complex, etc. So, some people, instead, they blame people on things in their life. Like, they end up feeling jealous and it manifests in it, and they blame people for the things that are happening in their lives. So a doctor says that a certain doctor I read about, because I read about this topic, like I had a story, yes, but I did some more research in order to actually understand it and to ensure that that story was actually inferiority complex. So a doctor says that it's related to low self-esteem. So she goes by the name Amy Flowers. I think she's from Georgia. So she said it's related to low self-esteem. So basically all this, like feeling inferior, feeling like you don't deserve it, feeling like these other people are way above you, is actually related to low self-esteem. You don't believe in yourself. You don't love who you are. Like, you're not confident of who you are. And yeah, that is basically it. So now, like, how do you spot, like, this is inferiority complex? Like, how do you spot it? You know, when you have feelings of inferior and then you're, like, in a situation, do they motivate you to learn and try better? Like, personally, today, the day I'm recording this podcast, I've actually seen some two ladies. I've checked their accounts, like, instead of feeling inferior, I've felt motivated. Like, I want to build my account into a beautiful thing. Not for followers, no. Just a beautiful thing that when we visit there, you'll be like, wow, yeah, she has taken her time here. Like that. Like, does a situation motivate you or demotivate you? Does it cause you to shut down or to sprout out and do more? Does it cause you to feel jealous of others and put them down to build yourself up? Do they cause you to blame others for things that are your responsibility, like things that are basically you, but you want to put them, that it is the other parties that have contributed to them being like that? So if any of this correlates with what you feel when a certain situation happens, then you're headed to a wrong way, my friend. You're headed to inferiority complex, and it's not a nice place. It's not a nice place. Love you, build you, invest in you. Like, where when you're the one to make you feel who you are. Like, if you feel you're lacking in an area, why not work on that area so that you can become a pro in it and you'll prosper, instead of blaming people, instead of feeling inferior, instead of throwing shade at people so that they can feel bad. Don't throw shade at people. Work on yourself, work on those aspects that you feel should actually rise up. So how do you cure inferiority complex, or how do you finish it in case it's developing, in case you're in a deep stage? How do you deal with it? So basically, just restructure your mindset. Don't feel like people are way above you. Don't feel like people have made it more than you. You're in your own journey. Like, understand that your journey is a different journey from the other person. So love your journey, embrace it, and then work on it. Like, if you feel there are areas that you could have done better, please work on them. Yeah, so instead of feeling bad and talking bad, please restructure your mind. Then reassure yourself. In case you've fallen somewhere, tell yourself, I'm going to rise back up. I'm going to stand back once more. I'm going to do this one more. Like, stuff like that. And make it part of your plan to improve on things. Basically, you can also see a therapist, a professional who is objective and non-judgmental, so that they will help you. So I've also realized that inferiority complex is so conspicuous in some little things. So there are these girls, I'm not sure about guys, because I've stayed a lot with girls, high school boarding girls, university hostel girls. So there are these girls that never feel like their clothes are ever enough. Like they never feel like they're okay the way they are. Any little thing that they have to do, they have to borrow your clothes. Like they're convinced that your things are the best. Like they have a lotion, but they don't want to apply theirs. They want to borrow yours. They have sanitary towels. They have tissue. They have soap. But they are convinced that yours is the best. They don't want to use it. They'll borrow yours. They want, someone plans, I want to wear a denim jacket. They have a denim jacket, but they decide, no, instead I'll borrow yours. I'll not wear mine. Why? Yours is better. Like, why didn't you wear yours? Why shouldn't yours be better? Why shouldn't yours be okay? These are little things that grow into inferiority complex. You'll never feel satisfied and contented with your things. But until we learn to be content with who we are, until we learn to appreciate and embrace our things, if you feel there's an area you're not okay, work on it. I'm not saying sit on it. No. Work on it. It will grow. But these things that you cannot change, please embrace them and love you. Like, if you don't embrace your skin and you're always like, that one has better skin, that one has better that, when will you love yourself? Love you. Be you. And that has been it for Inferiority Complex. Thank you for listening to this episode of It Pricked, It's a Rose, but yours truly, none other than Ruru Sonyage. So until next episode, bye bye. Thank you.